And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Rick Polleri and George Mann have a CD out called The Almanac Trail. And it's all about the Almanac Singers. And right now, Rick and George are traveling across the country, going to all the sites of the Union Halls that the Almanac Singers played at back in 1941. And they're rolling into Madison, Wisconsin just about now, it was just updated, so I've been watching them out there on Facebook land and seeing some photos and other stuff. They were guests on the show last year about this time, and we wish them well out there and hope they're getting a good response to the CD. We're going to take a couple tracks here from the CD. One's actually just a spoken word intro, and we're going to follow it up with this song that this here original Almanac Singer is going to tell you about. Going to start off here with Mr. Pete Seeger talking to you here on Out of the Woods.
We were headed for the West Coast, and we had made up a song about Harry Bridges, the left-wing union organizer on the West Coast, an extraordinary man, and we'd made a record, the Harry Bridges, Ballad of Harry Bridges. When we got to Berkeley, they were having a union meeting, a great big union meeting. And when we walked down the aisle, I heard some longshoremen say, "What the hell's a bunch of hillbilly singers coming here for? We got work to do." But Harry got up and said, "Fellow members of the Longshore Union, I think you'll be interested in the songs these young men are going to sing for you." And when we sang the Ballad of Harry Bridges, we got a standing ovation. And we might have sung it twice for all I know, because they were just cheering. And when we walked down the aisle on our way out, they slapped Woody on the back so hard he almost knocked him over.
Let me tell you of a sailor, Harry Bridges is his name. An honest union leader who the bosses tried to frame. He left his home in Australia to sail the seas around. He sailed across the ocean to land in Frisco town. There was only a company union and the bosses had to wait. A worker had to stand in line for a lousy dollar a day. When up spoke Harry Bridges, "Us workers gotta get wise. Our wives and kids will starve to death if we don't get organized." Oh, the FBI is worried, the bosses, they are scared. They can't deport 6 million men they know. And we're not gonna let them send Harry over the sea. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and build a CIO. They built a big bonfire by the Matson's line that night. They threw their think books in it, and they said, "We're gonna fight. You gotta pay a living wage, or we're gonna take a walk." They told it to the bosses, but the bosses wouldn't talk. They said, "There's only one way left to get that contract signed." And all around the waterfront, they threw their picket line. They called it Bloody Thursday, the fifth day of July. For 100 men were wounded, and 2 were left to die. Oh, the FBI is worried, the bosses, they are scared. They can't afford 6 million men they know. And we're not gonna let them send Harry over the sea. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and build a CIO. Now that was 7 years ago, and in the time since then, Harry's organized 1,000 more and made them union men. We must try to bribe them, the shipping bosses said. And if he won't accept a bribe, then we'll say that he's a red. The bosses brought a trial to deport him over the sea. But the judge said, "He's an honest man, we gotta set him free." Then they brought another trial to frame him if he can. But right by Harry Bridges stands every working man. Oh, the FBI is worried, the bosses, they are scared. They can't deport 6 million men they know. And we're not gonna let
let them send Harry over the sea. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and build the CIO. No, we're not gonna let them send Harry over the sea. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and build the CIO.
Fished this bay for seven generations. This place belongs to all of us, not some corporation. Sometimes we fish for herring, sometimes we fish for salmon. Whoever comes to poison that, we'll take them on, God damn them. Boats come in, the boats go out, been this way forever. Break of dawn, midnight, sundown on the river. Storms, seen the summer lightning. If this time we're going down, you know we'll go down fighting. So if you're a politician, you'd better read the census. You need to make your mind up now. Are you with us or against us? Boats come in, the boats go out, been this way forever. Break of dawn, midnight, sundown on the river. Says he's gonna make us rich. One thing we don't need around here is a lying son of a bitch. So if you can tell a crooked deal, if you can smell disaster, tell these corporations get the hell out of Alaska. Boats come in, the boats go out, been this way forever. Break of dawn, midnight, sundown on the river. Boats come in, the boats go out, been this way forever. Break of dawn, midnight, sundown on the river.
Watching the waitress's legs at the all-night diner. He orders coffee and scrambled eggs. Wearing faded blue Levi's that have seen better days, better times. He's got a half pack of Lucky's and a pocket full of jukebox dimes. Guy at the counter is doing everything once, most things twice. He's played with them marked cards and has rolled them crooked dice. He's seen the fireworks blow up on the 4th of July, and he's watched the lightning itself across the sky. We all know that life leaves such crooked scars, don't it? Spends half his time trying like hell not to show it. And I guess he flew to her like a moth to a flame. Looks like her memory's trying to burn him once again. is smoking his last cigarette. It tastes hot and bitter, but they haven't killed him yet. He smiles at the waitress, then pays up his check and he leaves. The door gives a jingle and he brushes some ashes off his sleeve. We all know that life leaves such crooked scars, don't it? Spends half his time trying like hell not to show it. And I guess he flew to her like a moth to a flame. Looks like her memory's trying to burn him once again. Looks like her memory's trying to burn him once again. The guy had
standing in line, sent me traveling back in time, thinking of the sunny days when we moved through a summer haze. Is there something I am missing, or a question I'm not asking? Poetry is what gets lost in the translation. Little darling, little darling, daydreaming, thinking about your smile, so searching, just trying to get it right. Time traveling back to when you were mine. Little darling, little darling, my little loving darling. Maybe this love can grow like a flower in the snow. What tomorrow holds, only heaven knows. Trace a circle in the sand, a circle like a wedding band. Maybe I'll show your hand, let me know where I stand. Little darling, little darling, daydreaming, I'm just thinking about your smile. So searching, just trying to get it right. Time traveling back to when you were mine. Little darling, my little loving darling. Take some time to watch him fly. I wish I could ride his waves, slipstream on a summer day. But life doesn't move straight on a track, yet I keep looking back. Your name ringing like a bell, what's in your heart I could never tell. Little darling, daydreaming, I'm just thinking about your smile. So searching, just trying to get it right. Time traveling back to when you were mine, little darling, little darling, my little loving darling.
Captain Chalupa here on Out of the Woods. That's the title of that instrumental there. Brand new from the group Noctambule, if that's how you say it. Probably wrong, too. Yeah, I'm going to mess everything up with this group. They're the duo of Marla Fibbish and Bruce Victor. And a brand new CD called Travel in the Shadows. And yes, it's called Captain Chalupa. And evidently that is something that extends far beyond Taco Bell. See, that's how naive I was. I thought that was something they came up with, but actually it's a tostada dish found in central Mexico. So Taco Bell sort of stole it. I never had one. I don't eat there. No, no, no. I don't like to get food poisoning. All right. Before I get sued. Anyway, yeah, Caroline Doctorow in there as well. Weird Little Lovin' Darlin' from her CD of the same title. Buddy Mondlock in there, also brand new stuff from his Memory Wall CD. Weird Crooked Stars. Scars, not stars. Crooked Scars. Psycon in there, also brand new from his Bristol Bay CD. All songs about the salmon fishing and the oncoming onslaught of miners, and they want to build a mine up there, and the whole CD is in protest of the concept of that and trying to stop it. We are down on the river there. Rick Pilleri and George Mann started off that set. Harry Bridges from the CD The Almanac Trail. And we heard Pete Seeger doing the intro to that one. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. That last track got me in the mood for some bluegrass, so I think it's time to do that. Right now we're going to hear from the sideman on from Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice, the banjo player. He's got a new CD out right now called Second Time Around, and here's Where the Wild River Rolls on Out of the Woods.
Slip right through my hands. I've worked my fingers to the bone, followed every lead since you've been gone. But this time I got enough love to hold you on. check on you, the way you slip around. The only reason you turn up is just to put me down. I'm going to try just one more time, then maybe I'll be gone. And I'll just have to sentence you to living life alone. The soles of my shoes are nearly gone. Follow never leads and chewing gone. But this time I got enough love to hold you on. This time I got enough love to hold you on. Been saving all my loving since you've been gone. Put all my loving in your file. You'll be back in a little while. I've worked my fingers to the bone. Followed every lead since you've been gone. But this time I got enough love to hold you on. Fingers to the bone. Soles on my shoes are nearly gone. Followed every lead since you've been gone. But this time I got enough love to hold you on.
Tell about you and me. The story they tell is 'neath the kissing tree. The story is never lied. So will you be with me tonight? You're tell about love. They say love comes from above. The story's never lie. So will you love me
Yeah. see him dying. Oh, he's been on the job too long. Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long. Say, Brady, your time done come. Now, Duncan, he's tending fire and long gone. Brady with his shiny star.
The New Riders of the Purple Sage there. The late John Dawson on the lead vocals and Duncan and Brady there for you, going back to the Power Glide album. The Steel Wheels in there from their most recent CD called No More Rain. We heard Story About Love. Tom Neal in there. We heard Got Enough Love to Hold You On from his new CD called Banjo Land. And that one featured John Glick on the fiddle along with Mary McGlashan, playing mandolin. John Miller on the vocal. Jeff Presley was doing the lead vocal there for it, playing guitar. Ronnie Rice on bass, and Tom Neal on banjo and harmony. Nice stuff there. Brand new CDs, Banjo Land. Jason Davis, also new stuff in there from his CD Second Time Around. Daryl Webb was singing the lead on that one for you. And we heard Where the Wild River Rolls. And Jason Davis, once again, banjo player for Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. One of my favorite bluegrass bands, for sure. All right, folks, well, it's that mid-show break time, so we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with the calendar and the weather for the local folks. If you're listening to the podcast or online, stay tuned for something else. Actually, the podcast, you'll get the weather too, but don't pay any attention to it. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this.